Is that what they call balls huevos? Because they feel and look like eggs?
What?
What?
Balls.
What?
No. No, no, he had those. I'm poor hands. There, he's poor. He had to work for everything.
Bitch kid.
Ew.
Let's hear the story.
You do realize it was with your brother, right? You do realize it was with your brother, right?
Do anything.
The Listerine
strip in my vagina. Yep, the Listerine, yep. What the fuck is that doing? It, like, on my face,
or, like, in my mouth. I swallow. Like, I'm not a quitter. I will swallow. But,
yes.
Now, I'm about to go make me a motherfucking cheesesteak.
What's
going on,
everybody? Hello.
As the people stop popping in.
Hey.
No chipper hay today, huh?
hey.
Yo.
She got her whole outfit on. That's cutie shit.
Yeah, it's about to be Halloween. Gotta pop the ears out.
I noticed that you had the kitten cat.
She literally dressed up as a furry.
Yes. It comes with a cute little butt, too.
Oh, shit. Oh. Whoever wasn't in here ain't getting no early morning kitten cake time, so you know.
Hey, you should smell me too. I smell fucking delicious.
Huh?
I said you should smell me too. I smell fucking delicious.
Wow.
I want to see what it said on the back.
I'm a bunny pop.
Listen. No, it said something on the back.
What's that?
It said something on the back. What it say on the back? Let's see.
Let me see.
Meow.
Oh, kittens are showing. Oh,
that's, meow. Oh, it says meow.
Yes. Yeah, my little ears.
Kittens is over here giving away too much. Do the cat. And we got more booty from kittens. Great. All right, everybody, welcome to Bay Chan After Dark, where we educate everybody on everything sex related. Rather, we talking about. I ain't even gonna take it that far. But anyway,
yeah, it hasn't been much education.
Yeah,
lately.
I was about to. Yeah, it's
not he said it like he didn't want the booty from kittens. Damn. Hey,
look, I mean, huh?
Anyway, I said he said it like he didn't want the booty from kittens. He's like, nah, I didn't come here for that.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with that. The kittens can show how much.
Are you not entertained?
Cardi wins.
Are you not entertained?
Cardi, once again this week, the parent advisory is like in my effing face.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like it's attacking me.
Would you like a silent, oh,
no.
Oh,
please, a parent advisory.
Hey, look.
My shenanigans.
I'm sorry, sir. Like, maybe we can rotate it around a little bit. No, I ain't going to do that. But anyway, he tried to fight it. Anyway, like I said, welcome to Big Time After Dark. I am your host, Mike Hennessy, 215. To my right, I have Miss Sugar. Okay. And to the left, you had to come into that right. We have the Cardi experience.
Hey, everybody.
And at the bottom of me, the chocolate one herself, the Royal Gem.
Hey, y'all.
Right. They Jeff. I just noticed all y'all dress extra comfy. Like,
yeah, it's all
right. Oh, yeah, this is super comfortable. Yeah. This is called the I'm Not Turning the Heat On Yet.
Oh, okay. All the heat is in there, right? It's just all in
there,
right?
It's all in here.
And to the bottom, we have Bitch Kittens, a.k.a. Thick Kittens.
What?
Uh-huh.
Get my smoke on. Oh, got my whole Halloween mood on.
Cuba Green Jr. from...
That's how I thought at the time, man. I just can't... I can't win.
Anyway, so... today's episode, I gotta mention we don't have Pinky here today. I forgot. Pinky Senpai can join us. She's,
yes,
just be honest, her ass was tired. She said, listen, I'm taking a break. So it's understandable. She works hard. Everybody work hard on here. Hopefully some changes will come and we'll get it to where people can be able to be up, have their coffee, aka kittens, have their shit so they can, be happy and be merry and all the other stuff. So,
oh man, I had like 12 tacos earlier and shit. I'm happy as fuck right now.
Yeah,
I'm a big eater. Nope,
it's on his way though. Why? Nope. She's just going to get up and all of a sudden her camera's just going to disappear because she knew she had to run to the bathroom.
I got the stomach of a 20-year-old, sir. Oh, okay.
If you say so. Everyone, just remember to like, subscribe, and follow Blurred Approve Entertainment on all social medias, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Make sure that you follow us on all of that. Y'all got it down there. I'm not saying nothing today. Like, fuck that. I'm not saying no words at all.
Yeah.
So, right. Which she said. Yeah. Fuck that. Anyway, before we started off, I don't know if anybody else knows the tears. Usually my homie Pinky Senpai who got me crying right now. I'm suck at plugging the fucking tear for Patreon. $1 will get you a comment that we'll read on live. $5 will get you a comment.
Don't we already read the comments? Right?
We have to write this shit down.
Yeah, I
laminate it on the wall saying what the tears are.
I know, it's funny because we have a meeting every week and nobody knows the tears.
All the tears are going to clang right in your face. Like, it's just going to be their bow, like tears. There you go.
Read it, drop it, the check.
Pay for it.
Because yeah, Pinky wrote them all down. So I just expect her to know them. I'm just like, yeah, she got them. Don't worry about it.
We're going to skip to the $10 tier.
So I for $5, you get to smell me.
That is too less of money. You are really being cheap.
I don't know what the logistics of that looks like for $5, but...
I don't know. That's just said for $5.
I would do all impressions.
For $5, you get to smell me.
Smell what?
For $100, and I get 50% of the proceeds of that. For $100, you get to cup it.
Cup what? Both.
So we cupping.
Are we cupping
you get to cup one. For $200, you get to cup both.
Like how many seconds?
You get to cup the left cheek for $100.
She doesn't know the game. This is not how it works.
Anyway,
Jesus.
As y'all see, this is definitely needed to be
said. We are not promoting live prostitution.
Y'all are promoting sexual content. Something serious. Anyway.
I'm just going
to
grab it.
Oh, Rockstar, the martyr of the motherfucker year.
Our $10 tier will get y'all.
If I want to motorboat it.
Huh?
Oh, if you want a motorboat?
Yeah.
Oh shit! All right, that's $250. That's $250. $250. FIDDY. $250. $250.
That shit.
Anyway,
there's $250
here. Well, hopefully, you can.
I get 75% of that too.
And see what we do beforehand, because y'all see the shit we doing now. This kind of happens beforehand, so it'd be
and after
way funnier than this. Sometimes it should be hilarious. That should be fun. So, and then for the $20 tier, y'all can. Go get a motorboat from
just be a good sub.
Don't get a motorboat. You give a motorboat.
Get it. Give it. I mean, you tell me you wouldn't give it?
Unless she's giving you motorboating balls.
No, like you
can you motorboat balls? Because I did it and it hurt.
You sure can try.
It hurt.
It's impossible.
Anyway,
get in there.
There you go.
Get in there.
I'm
in those hairy nuts.
Example roll gem motorboating balls.
Get in those hairy nuts, yo.
Listen.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, Chris.
Because you know the hairy.
All I got is $40.
Anyway, so all you got is $40. You always got $40, brother.
All I got $40.
All you got is $40. So our $20 tier, you can get an article of clothing from the ladies for the men. Basically, just send you a shirt. Cartier Price sends you a shirt.
Not like,
I don't know if our respective peoples would like that. Like, if you got a lady in your life or a dude in your life, they'd be like, "You sending what?" So they can smell like you. Nah, listen, that's like a fucking serenity of women for women and men. Like, I like the smell of you. Why somebody else got to smell you? But it's for $20.
You get my smell good.
Right, you know, it's for $20. That's
for
cool.
$20.
Get over it.
So. Basically, yeah. Like I said,
trying to motivate the balls,
bro. Ain't nothing like it.
So, for $20, toasted almonds will come down there and mess with those nuts.
Before, remember, we have our Cash App, Baychan Cash App. You can follow us at $ Baychan AD. Support us, donate to us. We definitely can appreciate it.
Support your overlords
as Pinky.
Yo, for real, because my thing just broke too. My ring light just broke. Like, ooh.
Wow. She wants it for her personal reasons. You want
it's Halloween. It's Halloween. So I'm doing again, Halloween side effects over here.
AD, support us. You can send anything from $1 So whatever you feel comfortable with, and definitely help us out, you know, support us and help us, you know, grow this thing stronger. We are doing something very, very special, and the crew don't even know about this because me and the other guy talked about this, but we shouting people out today. We have donators donated a certain amount. So shout out to
Boss Lady
Stephanie Shepherd.
Boss Lady. Stephanie.
Boss Lady. That's what they your boss
she was
lady.
Making it rain on us.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely how much did we get in total? Does anybody know?
I can't tell you that. This is exclusive. I mean,
damn. I don't even got clearance for that shit.
The question, but we got to answer the question, but I can't. I don't know what dude on here. Look, we got this amount. They were like, hey, man,
I'm it don't matter. All I know, it made the girl's pussy wet and my dick hard. So cheers. Give us monies.
It depends on the amount if it make me wet, yo.
We have Sanaya James. Thank you, Sanaya.
Hey, Miss James.
Hey, Miss James.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
thank you for donating and looking out for us. And lastly, we have Zakira Dorsey. I think that's okay. I know who that is. That's Rockstar. Thank you, Rockstar.
Hey, thank you. Rockstar.
Oh, is that who it is? Oh, all
right. And we will pronounce the ethnic names right. We're not like the white third grade school teacher.
The $35 tier, Jim will say your name all sexy.
I will.
Stop making tears.
She will.
Just to answer your question while you're in here, I don't know offhand. We do have the numbers, but y'all don't know what I'm talking about. There's something coming through that's making that happen. So, you know.
Make it what happened? What's happening?
Don't worry about it.
Disney magic.
Yes, yes. So anyway,
Disney magic.
So you just want to stop and make us all curious? Don't give us any
and not say shit. But
say, oh yeah, something's happening, guys. Don't worry about what it is.
Like the other owner of the situation, he got you. I promise. I can't say it loudly. Anyway, so moving on to our topics for today.
Yeah, topics. What we got this week?
We are going to, I wish Pinky was here for this. Half of this shit is hers. Andy's all grown up. Sex dolls. Does any of y'all appreciate a good sex doll? Have y'all ever had sex with a sex doll? Would you have sex with a sex doll?
The only plastic that has come near my mouth is this.
Because some of them sex dolls, you know, they built like somebody I know. I would.
All I know, them bitches are expensive.
They are the really good ones, so, but have y'all seen them? They do everything.
Yes.
Who want a sex doll? I would have sex with a sex doll. Did y'all see that movie?
Did they make a male one?
The movie AI.
Yeah, they had male and female sex dolls.
Intelligence, and they had sex robots and shit.
Stay right there, y'all. I'm gonna go black. Y'all keep talking. Oh, I gotta take this.
Yeah. Oh shit.
No. I gotta take my whistle name off. I can't have that on. My because people will start calling me, and then I'm gonna go black.
Oh, let's click some buttons and find his number.
Stop it.
I'm joking. I have it.
Stop it. Andy got a life-size Barbie. Yes, he does. So.
Oh, yeah. Grown-up toys.
Yes, he
does. I'll agree with it.
Yep. No, yeah, I would definitely.
So that's
the first topic. That's the first topic. Second topic.
Computer love. Virtual relationships. Have any of y'all done virtual relationships with you?
I've tried to find virtual sugar daddies.
Go get with that girl. Go find her ass. And, you know, listen, this is my boo. But you like 13 years old talking to this motherfucker. Thinking you about to marry the love of your life. And you go.
I used to be like maybe 12 and I would log into chat rooms, you know, on that dial-up shit.
Yes.
And then I would pretend to talk to these old men. I probably almost got kidnapped like a few times. I was tripping.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Sure. You know how I used to get those AOL chat rooms? We you know, when your parents and your grandparents get off the computer.
AIM chat rooms
heavy. AIM chat rooms were the
My grandparents were fucking weird. My Nana and Pop-Pop had this fucking, it was a computer that turned your TV into a computer, and it sucked. Horrible. It was bad. I couldn't even go on Rugrats.com, Nickelodeon.com, so I can color. Okay?
Wow. Okay?
That's what I wanted to do. Right, but I was chatting. Me and my cousin would get together, and we would chat with, like, these old people who would, like, try to protect us and shit. We're probably in, like, in the middle of a fucking child porn ring for all we fucking know.
So bad.
All right, last thing is basically...
Jim, like, that went wrong.
Yay or nay. We got two topics. Would you... You got to pick two places. Would you do the quickie in these places? It's a yes or no. If you would.
Oh shit! I thought we were doing the topics right the fuck now. You still going over them?
Yes.
Yeah.
We all talk shit. We so deep
shit.
Stuff.
Shit. My bad. I'm high as fuck.
Let's slow down the weed.
Virtual sugar daddies are a thing, y'all. Remember?
Oh, they are. They are
definitely. Oh, they're a thing.
They here.
They're a thing.
I'm sure there's a website called
You gotta go and work real hard for it.
Just keep on typing, you'll find them. So, Andy's all grown up sex dolls. So, we are going to talk sex dolls, and my pick today, Pinky's not here. Fuck.
Oh, man, that was your go-to.
That was my go-to, Pinky. What the fuck?
Wow.
You were fucking
sick. Oh, shit. Okay.
Sex dolls. All right. Kittens.
Sex dolls. I've never used a sex doll. I'm sorry. Is this really fucking bright or whatever? Anyway, I've never used a sex doll. I've never gotten pleasure from an inanimate object. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. So, no, I've never. The only thing silicone has come to my mouth is my pipes. All my really cute pipes. I've had wooden pipes, metal pipes, glass pipes, silicone pipes. That's the only thing that's touching my lips. It's not real. I want it real, bitch. Don't waste my time. That's the end of that shit. Don't waste my time. I don't want plastic shit. I don't want fake shit. I need a man. Yeah. Y'all still on me. I don't got nothing else to say. I'm high as fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for the button. I apologize. So, nothing else? That's it?
That's it. I want real. I need real. I can't do plastic.
Goddamn sex doll. She wants the
meat.
I want the meat. Wait, what's that song? Meat to meat.
I respect everything kittens say. Meat to meat. Kittens is so fucking real. Don't make no damn sense.
Thank you. I try.
Stand up for everybody and just do a spin around real quick.
Oh, I'm getting a stand up. Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. Oh, stretch wow. Marks save the world.
No, just turn around. Oh, we tried it, y'all. It didn't work, so I apologize.
Well, what happened? What I miss? You know, I'm high as fuck. You got to give me a heads up.
Nah, I'll fuck with you. Anyway, so, Sugar, with you, would you consider doing stuff with a sex doll?
No.
God damn. No, I never would. Somebody.
I don't know, maybe the woman one, but like the man one kind of creeps me out. And I feel like if we're going to have any type of robot apocalypse or something, it's going to start with like sex dolls because, you know, sex sells.
Yo, they kill you in the vagina. No. That would be horrible. That would be horrible.
No, but, you know, like getting them out there as sex dolls, I feel like was really smart because, you know, most of the people will trust them a little bit more when they try to like do like the maids and like all the ones that you see in all the movies that end up in your house doing everything for you and then they turn on you. So
I think that's why none of us would trust them though. I'm gonna keep an eye on that bitch.
Yeah, but a lot of people think with their dick, so there's gonna be plenty of people who you never know. Never know. I'm
That'd
good.
Be crazy if like your pocket pussy like pump like is like hopping on the floor over with a knife and shit like to kill you. But I guess what it would do is squeeze so hard that your dick would explode and you would bleed out.
God, that's a
duh.
That's awful.
No, that's perfect. That's exactly what it would do.
I'm actually glad for the first time that I don't have a dick.
So if the robot apocalypse is better not to have a dick.
We are
don't have a dick. And don't let me get hands on artificial intelligence.
you giving them that work?
Yes.
Go get this.
I'ma find out crafty ass ways to kill anything, yo.
Choke them out with the plastic dicks too. Anyway,
yes.
all right, so Royal. The reason why I'm going to Royal because I know it's a yes. Come on, Royal.
You already know it's a yes.
I definitely was
trying a sex doll. If for no other reason, just for the curiosity to see what it was. Just to try it out. Just say I did that shit. But you know how you look people talking about that shit. We watch HBO and Real Sex and everything. Right. And one of the episodes was talking about like the real expensive sex dolls that really feel like and look like people and shit. Right. I'm like, oh, I would want one of them. I was a lonely ass little kid thinking, yeah, I could get one of them and marry them. Right. But since then, I've kind of had this little bit of an obsession. And then y'all said y'all didn't see the movie AI. Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I've seen
I
it.
Really do.
I had that kid from Sixth Sense. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
And y'all know how it had like the sex robots and shit like that. You can go to the fucking place and fuck the robot. Like,
that's the one who was helping the whole time.
We ain't there yet,
robot.
That shit was probably amazing. Like, can it's you probably amazing. No, yes. Like, if I can get a whole sex robot.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a robot's too smart. It's going to do it in like 1.7 seconds. And now I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to do with the rest of my afternoon?
If we ever get to the point, and I think it's coming. If we get to the point where we have sex robots, I'm going to have one. I'm going to save up. I don't care what I got.
And Jim, as much as you go on fucking vacations, bitch, you can afford it. Because I mean, I'm going to be sitting here like, damn, she really got that damn robot in there, like cleaning up and shit, giving her orgasms during the show.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You going to lick some robot balls?
He's not going to have balls. What are you going to have balls?
Remember, it's not to pleasure the robot, it's to pleasure her.
It just probably won't be, he's just a robot.
No, he's going to be a Ken doll with the dick.
He's a robot with feelings.
Like, it almost looks like a vagina, but then there's a penis.
I'm a motorboat his robot balls.
You don't need to do anything to him, that's the entire point. That's why they're going to go crazy and kill us. Because they're like, yo, we're not receiving.
You know, somewhere in Japan, they already got these dolls ready to go.
Right.
I'm sure they do.
I'm gonna
have one. Okay,
I'm gonna
have me one.
Like, I don't know now, though. Like, the current technology, would you do the dolls that we have today?
Yo,
make a video. Yeah,
I'm so hard.
First one to make a video.
Yes, make a video with a robot.
Yeah.
She's gonna make a video with the robot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I watch that. I would watch that.
Right, exactly. Interesting. Come on now, just for to try it, just to get the curiosity out. I would do it for no other reason but just so I can see what it's like, and then I might like it. I think I would like it.
Look, but you gotta think. All right, so you watch Dragon Ball Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Android 17 and 18? They have unlimited stamina. Are you ready for that?
And apparently they can have babies too, so I ain't ready for that.
It's not like you have.
Cardi said, I don't want to be a daddy.
I don't want to be a robo daddy. Fuck that.
You'll be a robo daddy.
I'm not trying to be an Android mama. The thing about it is, it's a robot. When I get tired, there is an off button. So unlimited stamina for me until I'm tired, and then you can just...
But I feel like this should be a pregnant, not in the, pregnant in switch.
I don't want pregnant, not pregnant switch. No pregnant. No robot baby.
Some people want that.
So, Jill,
mine should not come equipped with that. So if that's the option, I should have pay a lower price because I don't want that part.
So he snipped. You got a snipped robot.
I want my robot to be sterile.
The motherfucker can't bust.
Sterilized robot.
He just making all this robot noise, busting his little nuts and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I could be semen. Just, you know, if he could
put something in my face.
I want it in my face. But other than that,
but he can give you the cream pie as long as it don't get you pregnant.
Yes. Cream pie.
No, I need him to have the ability to clean it up also afterwards.
But kittens, you said no.
I didn't say I wouldn't try it. I just said I won't. Why? But I can have a human.
Got you.
Yeah. I won't try it. I'm going to have to live vicariously through y'all.
Please do. Please do. Anyway, so, Royal, thank you. I appreciate everything about you. Cardi.
I should go last. I have a lot to say about this.
Oh shit!
He going ham on this shit. Like,
I mean, after the Android 18 talk, we're talking about how.
I have a lot of feelings about this.
Right. First thing that comes to my mind is how many drinks?
Party.
Oh, I'm frozen. Then come back to me.
You frozen?
No, he's
am I moving?
Absolutely.
No, you're frozen.
It's behind for me.
No, it's just a little bit. But hold on. We're going to come back. He drinking.
I'm drinking.
No, he's
they're saying there's a tad bit delay in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
for me, you're completely frozen.
No, I was like,
frozen. Cardi, frozen for me.
Yeah.
Cardi, leave out and come back in.
All right, go to sugar. I'll be right back.
Come right back. There he is. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on. Talk.
Oh, yeah. Now it's fine.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
All right, there we go. Confirmation.
All right. So first thing, like, how many drinks? Because I know I can't do this sober.
That's too fast.
What? You can't do it sober?
Like, looking at it in my right state of mind, like, yo, that's fucking creepy as shit.
It sounds like a woman. Like,
no, I look, I've been doing my research. I feel like it would be
harder to move around, wouldn't it?
Yo, I'll put a picture in the group chat.
Like, maneuver?
So if you want to take a look at the group chat real quick to see what I saw. That ain't
a couple really nice ones that look real, real.
I didn't see any.
Oh, those were robots.
So, those were sex dolls.
Oh wow, I thought they were a fucking person.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Just
look
like a 90s. Yes,
hell yeah.
Yes.
Right, so as of right now, this is the robot I'm looking at.
Looks like a Barbie
right now. It looks like a Barbie, black Barbie. I ain't do no fucking white robots. I'm racist. I don't care. I ain't fucking a white robot.
Oh my gosh.
Why don't you get
it can change its color and pigment and skin at any time during, too, like a fucking chameleon.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm looking through these options. Like, hey, you can pick the eyes. You can pick the areolas. You can pick how long the nipples are.
The areolas? I want to see a picture. Do we got a picture?
I can't show the pictures because we won't get flagged.
How long do the nipples get?
Ah.
So they get like an inch long. You get some real African looking nipples going on.
Wow.
Like,
oh shit.
Like, so you can also get them in different like positions, like shoulder shrugging skeleton. So like the body frame. There's a yoga one. You can pick the type of titty. This is cool.
The type of titty.
You can pick hollow.
Type of titty D? Type of titty A?
You can get the actually jelly filled, like the gummy ones that, you know, like real life implants.
So you said you can get a hollow.
So you can have jelly inside?
Why would you want it empty?
Why would you want it to be hollow?
For your sick fucking fantasy. I think you can like put jelly out of it. You can put milk in it and you can like squirt milk out of it. Like, it's empty for you, so you can put shit in it.
Food inside titties, like when you suck them.
Just,
wow, we're not babies, goddamn! Like,
if that's an option, it makes me wonder why is it an option.
Like, if I want some chocolate milk, I can squeeze it for chocolate milk.
This is. I feel like hold on, real quick, Cardi. Let me say this to kittens.
Or some marmalade.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say this to kittens real quick. Gotta understand something, kittens.
Yeah.
Just as much as we love ass, it's the same thing we love titties. Like, yo, it just. Something about
but do you want a fluid to come out of me that tastes like cheeseburgers?
If it has to, yes. If
wait
it,
a second.
Oh my gosh.
If it
yes.
has to, why would it have to?
Right.
Because he said that the option is for jelly-filled titties. Don't I don't want jelly-filled titties. Why is that an option?
Yo, I should get this is a plug, jelly, though. This is like a real plug.
Good.
Honestly, I would okay. like a titty.
Somebody going
to
just if they
squirt.
That's like too much.
Okay.
If they taste like a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I'm sucking them.
Oh my goodness. Ew.
Like, yo, if it squirts Chick-fil-A sauce, I'm all about
it. I'm on
it. Oh my god.
Like, if chicken squirts, I'm like, yo, girl, come here. And I'm just squirting some of my fries and shit.
Oh my god.
Listen.
He made her into a condiment.
Cardi, we're going to be sitting at home just like waiting for you at the front door. Just, what do you do?
Let me run the rest of these options. First of all, the hollow breast is $100 extra. It's $100 extra to get the hollow titty.
You have to fill them yourself, or does it come in like a life supply of jelly?
Oh, so you really going to put
milk.
Whatever you want in these titties?
That's disgusting.
You can put whatever you want in these titties. I want Nutella.
Ah, yes.
I feel like that would be really hard.
That's too
Nutella
shit.
Titties. I'm I want
good.
Nutella titties.
Like, I don't want those shitty looking titty.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's some type of
I'm good on that.
Put liquid in there. Maybe like some wine or something.
All right, I got one to this list. Like,
wine?
All right, so
yeah,
I'm
putting
wine in
there.
Some liquor,
yeah,
favorite type of liquor.
Yeah, it's some Crown.
Oh my gosh,
yo, really hung up on this shit. All right, so yeah, of course, there's a removable vagina, so you have that option, and you can add air.
Remove the vagina. I thought that's what you got it for.
You can just.
Is it for easy cleaning?
Right.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're standing now the cool features. It's cool features.
Those weren't the cool features.
Not at all. Your mind might be fucking blown.
Does it come with a McDonald's ice cream machine that doesn't break?
That's impossible. Those do not exist.
I wanted to swear.
Even NASA can't do that shit.
Who alerts McFlurry, bitch?
He said, I want a McFlurry with fucking giving them M&M's right now.
I will not make it to my segment. Oh my God.
Extra M&M's in my McFlurry titty, right? All
right.
Oh, fuck.
So there's a body heating system.
Right now.
So it can get hot. That's a body heating system.
So you see, it feel like a person.
So you can get a warm body, and it comes with, of course, a voice box that has moaning sounds to it. That's just weird.
Yes.
Moaning sounds.
Can you see the speaker?
Oh, shit.
Look, kids.
What happened?
A McTitty.
Oh, a McTitty. Shit.
Hold on.
McDonald's going to be sponsored, like, tattooed on their ass and shit.
It comes with a hanger. Like, you can hang it up. That's weird. A hanging
that's
hook.
Gross.
To dry? No. Does it need to air dry?
Okay, so you can get piercings. That's strange.
That's minimal. What?
It's... So the name of this part is called normal shemale penis.
Oh,
I'm confused. What's normal about that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Even, I didn't
see that even weirder. Even weirder for the ladies.
Wait. Well, can we go back to the shemale penis?
I think maybe it can turn. It's reversible.
It looks like
it's reversible.
So this part's the dick, and then this part's, I guess, interchangeable. So if you wanted to Tetris T-spin it like this.
Well, I don't want no kendo with like accessories on the side. I want it to come with that. That shouldn't be extra.
And then
it's over, right? So not only.
Oh, like those freaking those old Power Ranger toys where you flip the head and shit.
Flip the head, yeah.
Turn it over to the other side.
It'd be a random white dude. That ain't Tommy.
This is gonna be a very long show.
Sorry. A normal female penis.
Now, what's crazy about it is there is an option to get a flaccid penis.
What?
Which I think ruins the whole entire point of having the doll in the first place.
What is the point? You might as well just get a regular human male.
Maybe some people like getting fucked with that gummy.
Maybe. Or if you want to dress them up so you can just see like flaccid print, just dress them up in gray sweatpants.
I'm not buying you just so I can look at the print of your dick in gray sweatpants.
Oh, a removable tongue. That costs you $35. That's actually not pretty cheap.
Hey, yo, Cardi, you can go because I'm not even going to go.
I'm going to take your time. I'm gonna just going to run through this.
No, go ahead. I'm gonna just say this. I would have sex with a sex doll. Yes, bang. I fuck a sex doll up. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. So, all right. Here comes your extended warranty that Roy got to buy.
It better be warranty.
So, it's called TPE stain remover.
I'm sorry.
So, a stain. Well, you're leaving stains in on the motherfucker.
Oh God. What?
So, you know, it has a little cum dispenser, and you know, you gotta clean that shit up. You gotta,
it's funny if you pull out Easy Bake Oven, dish, pour it out, put it back in.
So, can the penis that you buy come?
Yes, it can.
They have ones that can do that now. It's like
it's
a lotion or something.
TPE glue.
Ew.
Glue.
No.
I don't want you shooting glue into me.
Well, it's called glue because they can't say artificial semen. I don't know.
Okay.
Why glue though?
I see chicks on cam shows like with the fake dildos that have the fucking plunger things that make shit come when they doing their shows. But that's very interesting. And of course, it comes with clothes and yada 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 yada, and it's about $4,000. So. That doesn't count with the vibrations and the tongue movement and all that other crazy fucking shit.
God damn.
So rude.
Nope, that was an accident.
Yo. After going all the features.
Technical difficulties, y'all. Sorry.
No.
Will I fuck a sex doll? So we're coming back. Yeah, we're coming back around to the full circle going over all the features of looking at these dolls. I would have to be really fucking
alive.
Because all I can think of it, if I had, first of all, I have to be in my right mind to buy one. So I had to fuck it eventually. But just having it sit in the corner like some dummy doll, right, and just it looking at me constantly, it will be freaking me the fuck out unless I'm drunk.
He could probably close his eyes with all of them features. You really don't want to try it. Look at all that shit it is.
I'm going to do it, but I just need to know how many shots of tequila I need to drink to go at it. Like, okay, you're starting to look good now. Hey, girl.
What you I feel doing like here? Now you're spending come money here. to use what you spent money on already. Now you got to buy tequila to get yourself drunk to fucking think that you're fucking already.
And we'll have to see. I mean, if the cheeks clap right and it has a little wave motion, if it has a wave motion,
I'm sure
if I hit it and it bounces back at me, we might have a good time and I might like smoke a cigarette later or some shit. But then again, I could just like literally do anything I want to it and like get away with it. So
as long
at the
as
same time,
cheeks,
I don't know.
As long as them
as long as them call. Long as them cheeks feel long like a, cheeks have that real grip to it, and the waves come back and you know hit it right, and you know, I guess.
Yeah,
but I will feel some type of way after the deed is done. I will have some sort of guilt and a little bit of depression. Like, what's wrong with my life that I resulted to this? What have I become for me
a to savage? You have now joined the savage.
You know what? I want to be the person who works in that sex doll store so I can give you all that look like, mm-hmm.
Like, oh, a person in the person like taking your order on your phone?
I'm like, you want a brown paper bag, right? So nobody knows what that is.
Big ass brown paper bag for that.
Like, would you like the cum dispenser attachment? Okay, we'll just add that to your order.
Price check. You would like the female
like,
sir,
parts do you really
that
like
are detachable?
Your job that much? But the listen, thing is, like, I'm not seeing shit on YouTube that people have like bought these dolls and like have a whole lifestyle with them. Like they take them out to eat and like have like, hey, meet my new girlfriend, and niggas like, what the fuck are you talking about? But niggas like actually I haven't seen one person of color get one, but it's been all white people so far. Like, hey, this is my love of my life and we got married and you know we dress up and do shit, and I'm like, all right, I don't want to put you down, but nigga, you need some pussy. like for real,
listen, no matter
you got
$4,000,
you only need $40
and
to get
to
these
go.
Yams. And you were spending $4,000. But then, hey, look, you can skull fuck the fuck out of it for all I care. And,
I don't know. That shit sound crazy if it was.
A hologram?
Listen.
I think it was a dude. Or was that on...
I don't even know.
Was that Archer?
Begin with that one? I'd have no clue.
That was an episode on Archer. There was a guy like that.
Listen. I had fun with this topic, y'all. That was a really good topic. Y'all gave good insight. This shit was fun. I'm not gonna lie. This is probably my favorite topic that we've done.
Anyone out there who owns a sex doll, please hit us up in the comments and let us know your experience.
Have one.
Yeah.
Because
let us know what it be like.
Write it in there, please. Write it in there. Y'all have to write it in there because it helps us gauge with y'all a little bit more. We need stuff to engage with y'all with. We want to call y'all out to the front of the fucking
funny tidbit.
You said some
funny tidbit real quick,
so.
Mike. Huh? The model that I sold you guys, there is a review. You want to hit a review?
Yeah.
Someone bought this.
We got about a minute. Go ahead.
All right. So the doll looks just as good as in the pictures. Only regret is I didn't buy the standing feet.
The standing feet? Wow. Yeah.
That's a good review.
That's crazy. So basically, if you want like standing doggy style,
that's his only issue with it, that it doesn't stand. So everything else is A1. Like he didn't have no issue with the titties, the mouth, or pussy, nothing.
So, Lady Wolf, what do you mean? Did that happen a couple times? What are we referencing when she say that? Did anybody know? She said did that. It must have been something that Cardi was talking about that made that question pop up the way that it is. So. Please let us know exactly what you were talking about. We will get right back to that. But we gotta move on because we running into some time right now. But next topic, computer love. Virtual relationships. I did not go last time, so I think I'll start.
Yeah,
it
you
off,
start
so
off
and finish it off. You know what I mean? So I would sit back and say computer love. I was the fucking king of computer love. Nigga, I can grab any fucking girl on the computer, period. I remember my AOL chat days. This is why, because a lot of us is older, so we know our virtual relationships was real. Like,
that's
was
right.
Better. Yeah, that was like these dedication. Don't
have virtual relationships. All you gotta do is go on Instagram. You'll find your chick quick, in seconds. Like us, we put that work in.
ASL. Yeah, the landlines. You gotta synchronize your time and shit.
Chat rooms,
bro. First line.
Like we was in Philly, Royal and Sugar. We was in Philly, so we had to go to the Philly chats, but they would get fucking full. They would get super full. But I remember it was this fucking, what was her name? Damn. I had a Britney XX like something.
20 years
X,
ago.
Oh, it was XX. I remember using names. Listen, this is crazy. Okay. The names was like XX.
She fucked your head up, boy.
A real person. The names was like XX, Ghetto Dime, XX, right? I'm over here like, you know, talking to her every
That's
day.
That's not a dude.
But then, no, I talked to her on the phone and seen like pictures of her and stuff like that. We just want to go out and you know, see each other, whatever the case is. So, I remember we would sort of go to Six Flags to meet her in the pool. I remember that shit. Like, I was going to meet her at the pool and stuff like that. We was going to slide them panties to the left and, you know, do my little Ooh. Thing in there. I was like fucking 15 years old talking about I'm going to go have sex with some
You men are whores, yo. Like,
Stop
seriously.
It is what it is. You had to do what you had to do. Our hormones was raging back in the day.
Jesus.
That shit was raging. So anyway, that was my little online relationship. And I remember I used to catch her inside the chats and shit talking to other guys and shit. I'd be snapping in the fucking chat room like a little punk. He said, are you a chick doing me? And I was like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? Like, so yes, a virtual relationship for me, I used to be the king of it. That's actually how I met my daughter's mother on MySpace. Like, yeah. That's fucking old. Yes.
He said, yeah.
Yeah. She was in your MySpace. Top 10, huh?
She got she that, yeah, like, she got that glittery background.
As soon as I seen her, I went right in the message. Because I know my MySpace picture was the fucking worst picture of all time. I still got it. I'm going to send it to the group. Y'all going to be fucking
Yes,
dying.
Please.
I look like a Puerto Rican flag. Like, I had red, white, and blue all over me with the damn Jesus cross and stuff. And I remember I had the two wristbands that was red, white, and blue.
Oh, you a whole essay.
I look like a whole, and I remember I used to get all these Spanish women in my messages. Hey, Poppy, and I'm like, yo, I ain't Spanish for shit. Like, I don't even know what they're saying. Like, I'm over here.
Ooh, everybody do that. Everybody post a freaking picture, and we'll show it next show. Yeah,
no,
oldie.
Oh, that's good. No, no, no.
On Sunday show.
Hold on. I like that, kittens. Let's keep that to ourselves.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I love that. So, yes, me, I did.
Everyone activate their own
MySpace
like
I said, page. Right. I met my daughter's mom. We had a virtual relationship that turned into an 8-year relationship.
Nigga Tom's still there waiting for you to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
nigga Tom's still waiting for y'all to come back. I'm done.
Oh, my, yo, I got no friends.
Anyway, so, Sugar, we're going to start with you. Did you ever do a virtual relationship?
Not like a real one. Like, maybe some flirting here or there until they start talking about coming out to a different state. Or, uh-huh. You know, back in the day with the AOL shit that we were talking about with the age, sex, location, you know, like...
Yeah.
ASL, boy.
Yeah, that shit. I don't...
Shit, you should try out fucking... Plenty of Fish.
Man, Black Panther, that's right. Black Panther, what was that?
Plenty of Fish is the
Well, make
necklace.
Sure they pay us for that advertising right there.
I think my screen name was like a... Ugh.
What's that? I don't know what that is, Lady Wolf. Go ahead, keep talking.
Oh, it was a Brown Sugar 89.
Brown Sugar 89. And it was just like this, 89. S-U-G-A Sugar.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the most soulful fucking username I've ever heard.
Yo.
Brown yeah. Sugar.
Yep. So yeah, that probably got me in a lot of trouble. But you know, like if you were like hanging out with your friends in like middle school, like we would go online and like see like how far you could take the conversation before somebody got really weird, and then we'd just like laugh about it and hop off and go in a different room or something.
Okay, listen. The one thing I can say for me personally, that online shit gave you this weird ass thrill. It gave you this weird thrill that you was getting excited about talking to somebody. until somebody came by and kicked the fucking cord out, and then you mad as shit because that joint.
You kicked the cord out.
Yes, them fucking the dial up shit was the worst, man. I don't know if y'all had to deal with dial up. I remember I had rabbits, right? Listen, Jim, I had rabbits, right? I'm over there getting it. I'm having the greatest time of my life because I got the 3-month free trial with fucking AOL. There's nobody paying for that shit.
Disc.
I got the three-month child that came in the mail. I'm happy as shit.
I had Net Zero. I'm
ready to go.
Was my ISP provider. Net Zero was day, free.
Right.
Probably 10 hours a month.
Right. Back in the day, them fucking phone wires was expensive as shit. They were expensive. And I remember my mom bought 2 fucking rabbits and I had the cord hanging down. Them fucking rabbits chewed the cord in half. I looked at them rabbits like, yo, I'm about to cook you little bastards. Like, I was mad.
That's what happened to pet rabbits at my house. They got cooked and eaten.
That's the thing is, the young people won't know today. The young people out there don't know trying to look at porn sites and it takes like
unfortunately
10 minutes to look at a picture.
Yo, we got FIBO on our ass, yo. We got all these motherfuckers on our ass. We're killing rabbits and eating them. Gotta go. We gotta get banned again, yo.
Look, okay. We grew up very poor. Okay. You come in from elementary school and there'd be a freaking deer, just a whole deer, because he went hunting, and there'd be a whole fucking deer with the head on everything. I had to walk past that shit and not look at it in its face. Don't name the rabbits because they're getting used as practice, and then we're eating them for dinner. Squirrels, possum, dead serious. Dead serious.
Yo, they eating like they straight out of fucking.
What does a squirrel taste like?
A squirrel tastes like rabbit, and a rabbit tastes like tougher chicken.
Okay. Well, no, I've had rabbit before. I like rabbit.
I have a lot of rabbit.
I didn't have rabbit in the fancy way y'all had rabbit.
Nah,
I mean, maybe in Red Dead Redemption, I had some rabbit.
Rabbit ain't that bad. I'll never eat it again, but I
liked it. Rabbit, it was good. It was good.
So, Royal?
I have never had like an internet relationship. Back when I was a kid, like we had AOL and shit like that, I tried the AOL chat rooms. I wasn't really into it. I feel like my social anxiety carried over into online chat rooms, and it just didn't work out that well for me.
Right.
Like all my little homegirls, they had their little online boyfriends. They were trying to show me how to do it, but I just didn't see the appeal in talking to random people over the internet. And like I was like the little kid, I guess I was probably the only one really thinking like that. Like, do you even know who you're talking to? This could be some old guy. Why are you? This is stupid. You know what it is. Anybody. So they all like, yeah, talking to some person. I'm just like, I was the lame person out of the group. So now I never had anything like that. It never interested me at all.
I got you. Fair enough. I got one thing to say. I'm gonna share a story. If my cousin ever watched this, he gonna be like, for real. But I'm getting his ass back for every time that he's fucked with me. So we was doing the AOL thing. We was on the hunt for women in the West kids. I'm sorry. This dick needed was always hard. I needed something all the time. Yes, I was.
That's crazy.
Listen,
I was
master lock as opposed to
everybody else. I didn't think about sex at all until I was like 17.
That's why I prefer to be my people outside.
Listen, we was hunting.
I was in my books. I was a good child. That's why I'm such a freak now.
Exactly. Like the chat line, y'all did them. We called
it. We did the party line.
I didn't do party lines. I was the eyeball out. Nobody told me none of this stuff.
We used to call that party line.
Mm-hmm. I got invited to one basement party when I was little. I was very odd. Nobody liked me. Right. Yeah. I got picked on.
The guy that I met on a party line, he was ugly. So I was like, oh no, I can't do this again.
This is the bad part about it. Right?
Really
when we were younger,
one time, I'm like, see, this is why I don't do that bullshit. Mm-mm.
When I was younger, right? I'm trying to hear him finish. Do the story because we got to get through it. When I was younger, I was always used as the one to get to the women. Yo, Mike, use your light skin. Because they did the light skin thing with me back in the day. Mike, you light skin, go talk to him. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, I hated that shit with a burning passion. It was always, Mike, go do something because you light skin. All right, I go talk to the fucking women. And I'm like, y'all, you know, they got the friends, blah, blah, blah. Then we go get the friends. this fucked it up. This is one of the things that fucked it up. They wanted, like, if you made me do the hard work, I deserve the baddest one, in my opinion, to me. I deserve the baddest one. None of these niggas will go after the bad. They all go after the baddest one and then leave me with what's fucking left over. And I'm like, now nah,
that's
bad.
Crazy.
I know it sounds that bad. This is Young Bull dumb shit.
That's all your fault.
I feel like that's
all your fault.
I feel like that means you wasn't doing
injustice.
The hard work.
No, it wasn't that. That don't mean that they got the girl. It's just that everybody just bum rush. Oh shit! You know they wanted to bum rush. It was like a fucking wolf pack. Like everybody wanted to get the steak. You know
but
what I mean?
But you ended up with the girl though, right?
Yeah, I still got him. Anyway, until that one time. But anyway,
that one time.
Like, I don't never take one for the team. But damn. Anyway, I ran out of my free trial because I was the king of the free trials. I'm like, fuck, I ain't got my free trial. And I wanted to use my cousin's, but he didn't want to give it up. He was like, no, I don't want to use this. So I was like, all right, yo, go create a name, go do all this other stuff. He said, all right, I got y'all. Now, Royal, Sugar, and Kittens, y'all tell me if y'all will talk to a person with this fucking name. So we come back like, oh, you got everything? He said, oh, I got it, right? Mind you, we all like 16 years old. I look at the name. And it says Black Nasty Smith. What little girl gonna talk to a motherfucker named Black Nasty Smith? And not only was it black, it had the dollar sign as the S. Mm.
Gotta stand
I'm looking
out.
At this name like, yo, and I try to talk to the girl. They're like, you sound like you like 20-something years old. You know, and I'm like, and I'm looking at him like, yo, we ain't getting nothing. Because he decided to go with Black Nasty Smith.
I mean, it does sound kind of scary.
For a 16-year-old, yes, the fuck you do. It should.
Yeah.
It sounds. I wouldn't talk to anybody with 26, 30, 50. No.
It sounds like
fucked our whole squill up. Like, I'm like, bro, what the fuck did you do that for? Anyway.
Yeah. You can't change your name?
Yo. Huh?
You can't change your name? Your username?
Then if you use that trial, that was still 100%.
I remember that.
That was one and done. Unless you're paying for it, you one and done.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Anyway, Cardi, you may start, Cardi.
Ah, man. VR and relationships. I don't know where to start. So yeah, of course, MySpace. The one he said, Magente, the black one. What was the other one? I forget. But yeah, I started young. I was a fucking nerd, so I was always online. So I was always interacting and meeting like a whole bunch of folks. So that's where I really started my sexual experience was like cybering, like cyber sexing and shit like that.
Oh,
so
okay.
I started there.
You boys start so young and in such a
got to. You
weird
work,
way.
You got to work. On your, you have to work on your craft.
I'm gonna tell
y'all. Y'all girls might not.
If I'm gonna be horrible, let me be horrible online, not in front of somebody. So when I get my shit right, I go out in the real world. I'm just unstoppable. So that was my way going into it. So like after the high school, then there was this game called IMVU, and then
remember that?
Remember IMVU? Second Life.
Yes.
I was into that shit heavy.
Right.
Like after my MMO days, I was just switch over to that, and I would like literally have like 20 girlfriends.
Oh, I can imagine a little small little. Cardi,
like
on
my
that,
little
like
avatar, just bagging bitches is every
your
which
ears
way.
Can actually fit your head and shit.
Avatar, like, out there getting them all. You got them dressed to the nines.
Yeah, man. I had my man all iced out, the car and the shoes I couldn't afford in real life. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just stunt on the line. And that was like where it just took off for me. And I like rolled with that for a long ass time. Now, fast forward into today's fucking world. Now I'm at over 30. Let me tell you about my friend, VR Gear, with controller. Let me tell you about this virtual reality shit. This shit is the fucking greatest.
Uh-huh. Are you fucking it, Cardi?
I'm not physically fucking
hey, yo,
it.
Watch a porno on that, John. That shit is phenomenal.
My man might know. So look, yes. This VR shit. So there's companies out there that are literally making... are capturing videos of like regular porn scenes in POV.
I'm sorry, lady. That's fucked up, yo. Fuck the computer up,
yo,
lady.
I did burn a couple of hard drives going through these websites playing these games and then just fucked up my shit. But this VR shit is now the future. Like,
he said it's the future.
If I want to fuck anybody, I want to, there's literally an app for it. Like,
that's crazy.
Even if, like, if you go to Pornhub or whatever, there is like those 360 cameras that view everything. You know how you try to view a house virtually?
Yeah.
And how you can pan through, but just imagine that in just full motion all the time. And right. just so I put this on my head. I'm literally looking out through the guy's eyes, and he's fucking two bad bitches. I'm just there with him too. Like, his eyes are my eyes. I'm there. I'm smacking it. I'm hitting it. I'm getting hit. I'm like looking down at my dick, like, oh shit, I'm sticking my dick.
That's crazy.
I actually, I'm going. I'm going to go on IMVU tonight and see if my account's still active, because I have lost a lot of money on the table there. But that's where I'm at in virtual. I haven't done it in a long ass time. But now that I'm in my own house, I think I can walk around butt-ass naked with this headset on and to start fucking experimenting with what's the shit all about.
My man about to go do his thing with that shit, man.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit is the greatest. I suggest you guys try it sometime if you ever.
Oh no, I'm VR definitely experience. Trying.
I'm going to try
listen,
that.
Listen, Roy, have you ever used the VR before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, first of all, that shit makes you want to throw up. And if I sit on the bed, I almost bust my fucking head wide open because you forget reality exists outside them headphones. So I remember I'm sitting on the bed chilling, watching Netflix, and I'm little.
There's a learning curve.
Right. And you were chilling inside the room with the fireplace. I'm looking around and shit, chilling. I'm like, okay. But my brain started thinking I was really in this shit.
Right.
And I went like this, and my whole fucking body just went over. I said, oh, shit. Like, yo, I never had so much fear in my life. Like,
I've never tried it before.
That's why you're supposed to sit down. Like, you're supposed to sit down and just center yourself.
Right. Just stay the fuck there.
Go for the ride. Don't try to walk places, and because you're not really ever moving. Just sit your ass down.
Just stay right there.
Fuck all these virtual bitches in this society.
Yeah, and pornos on that, John?
Hell yeah, Pornhub. They got their own VR section now.
That's what I'm
like, I'm getting ahead. I'm looking up at the ceiling like, huh, that's a nice chandelier up there.
Right.
Like, I'm just looking around like, oh yes, right. She's doing her thing down there.
Right.
It's out of body experience is very weird. But that's the future, though. That is the fucking future.
So can you be getting head while you're skiing down like a mountain or some shit at the same time?
As long as someone recorded it, shit, it's there.
Facts.
That's cool.
Like, even if you wanted to like the third, like switch it around. So if you ever wanted like to be a woman, and then you wanted to see what it was like, or a girl or a woman wants to feel like what is it like to be a guy hitting it, you can just like find the video and just put on that perspective. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Get it. What about you? With now that you're hearing all this shit, and have you ever experienced virtual reality, relationships?
Okay. So, I was a nerd in a very different sense of the word. I was a book nerd. I didn't do anything electronic. I didn't have anything crazy cool. The coolest thing I owned was like a fucking one of those see-through Game Boys, Game Boy Colors, okay?
And a Tamagotchi.
Okay. Yeah, and a Tamagotchi. And maybe Nintendo DS or Nintendo I, whatever the fuck it was. But anyway, that's what I had. Books and video games. Okay. So there was no online anything. And I was a good girl, other than some of y'all, because y'all stories is crazy. I didn't do nothing until I was 17. And I didn't do it, and I wasn't thinking about anything until I was 17. So I was doing books. I wasn't doing online. Now later in life, when I became a hoe, I think I was about on plenty of fish.
Later on, what?
When I was a hoe, there was a hoe period. Every woman has a hoe period.
So I guess God beat you.
Oh.
I had mine.
It's Felice Johnson. Wow.
So yeah, my whole period, there's plenty of fish, okay, Cupid, whatever the fuck, you know, those damn things. So I wasn't fucking people on it. I would at least give you a week before I fucked.
Dang,
I was a classy lady. I was a classy lady. But anyway, I was a classy hoe.
You gotta at least take
I was a classy hoe.
I need one date.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, So know them for a week, and then we'd tap. So that's it. That's all. That was only dating I did online. Then Facebook happened. Instagram happened. Other than people sliding in my DMs, I don't know shit about that.
Nothing else past that point.
Nope. Got you. I probably still got dating sites out there somewhere too.
Everybody got a dating site out
everywhere,
there.
Everywhere. Once it's online, it's there forever. So.
Right. Dang, 1 whole week, right? Well, damn.
Yeah, hey. That's a golden ticket right there.
And then all I got to do is look at my ass and be like, all I need is 1 week. Shit, what you want to eat, girl?
I got you. I'll feed you every day.
Man, you're down in the fucking pillow in a week? All right, cool.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Am I messing? No, everybody went. We got that.
Yeah, we caught back up on the time frame. Yeah.
All right, cool, mm-hmm. cool. All right, so if anybody have a chance, can we go get our resident Spider Cam, please? Somebody go grab him if he ain't watching.
Producer.
I don't know how to do that.
Kim.
Producer.
Is that your special call, Sugar?
Say his name three times.
Yeah. You pop up with a Spider-Man outfit and a pair of tails. Like, ready to stop.
If you say his name, children, three times.
Stomping, like.
Candyman.
He'll click his Timberlands.
What that shit by Chappelle said on the Chappelle show? He said,
I think so.
He said, click your heels back and go back to Africa or some shit like that. I forgot what he said. That shit was funny as hell. But Cam, if you hear, you know, we can plug that real quick. Let's get this thing in and popping, bro.
Yeah, plug it so we can get a commercial break. I need a drink.
You need a commercial break? I don't know if we have a commercial break.
Commercial break.
I got two drinks going on, so I'm good.
Let me see if I can do something real quick.
Boo, water.
There we go.
Boo.
One second. All right, everyone. Everyone that is watching.
Cam, what?
Shout out to my man, Amazing Spider Cam. He has now joined the After Dark crew.
The first do-rag.
It's a fresh drink.
Girl, I'm doing my do-rag. Nah,
all right, Cam.
I hate that song.
All right, before we start it off, I'm going to let him go ahead and get into the segment himself. But we have something special for y'all, so go ahead and take it.
Why get the full screen?
You got to get the full screen, brother.
Jeez, that's crazy. No, it's Amazing Spider Cam, co-host of the Bay Podcast Sports Show. Whack Wednesday, whatever you need, I'm in there. So this Sunday, Halloween, we didn't come up with a time yet because people have priorities and all that stuff. So this Jordan's Sunday crossover, cross-pollination episode for so it's a special, yeah, all that. So, you know, we're going to take the podcast and the After Dark and have a joint show. On Sunday, everybody gonna be in costume. We're just gonna turn up on Sunday, so
that shit gonna be fun. Oh, shit.
Get a little additional people to your show, so you gonna class it up for y'all.
Facts. Yes. I can't wait for that. Everybody gonna wear their best sports lead to get it.
Yo, I'm so high, I can't stand up straight.
Yeah, but we definitely want this crossover episode gonna be a lot. Damn, kittens. And kittens is probably gonna be high on this episode. That's gonna be crazy. Box of cookies. I can imagine that. I don't even
fuck
know.
Fuck yeah, it's a
wearing.
Box of cookies.
Like a motherfucker just got my girl.
But like I said, everybody, thank y'all for Amazing Spider Cam. Make sure y'all check them out. Wet Wednesdays, Sports what? Talk on.
You said it like I. You said it like I said it first. You said it like a 40-year-old. So.
Yeah, like a 40-year-old man.
I'm close enough. Shit, we close enough, man. So I mean, we kind of get past for that shit. Right now, we're in the decline. Our hell is flying down that hill fast. Hey, look, it is what it is. Business dicks don't work. But anyway,
what time is it going down?
So everybody, what y'all decide on? What we going? Y'all want to do 9 o'clock? Is that good for everybody? Just keep it at 9.
7.
Well, 7. No. 8 o'clock.
I mean,
it'll be 9.
There's a Halloween party at 9.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm Halloween.
8 o'clock it is. It sounds like 8 o'clock is
where we're going. That'd be 5.
Yeah.
5 o'clock be 6. West Coast
that'd be
time.
6 for sugar.
Yeah. That's a little better.
All right. And it'll be on Sunday?
Royal?
Yeah, Sunday, Halloween.
Sunday.
Okay, so I will let everybody know now. I don't know if it's 100%, but while we're here now, Royal, I meant to send that to you, but Panky nose and Cam nose and Kitten's nose. I have a guest coming on. She's family, my cousin. She's going to participate. Hopefully, she's going to participate in the episode with us for the Halloween special. So that will be extremely fun. And, you know,
she cosplaying.
She will probably. She's going to wear outfit. Yeah. She's. I'll show you stuff, man. No, you can't.
Are we keeping our costumes a secret until the show?
Or? Oh, hell yeah. I sent the little preview to y'all in the chat. You know, y'all got to see some, you know, a little preview of it. But I'm working on it. I'm thinking about going as my man Suavemente Gannon, which y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all learn later. But anyway.
We'll figure it out.
But no, I'm just going to keep it as a surprise. Like I said, everybody, you know, definitely come through. This shit going to be fun. We got topics for it. We'll give y'all more details. I think, you know, we're going to probably blast everything out sometime this week to let everybody know get ready for this podcast.
Fattest fucking angle to possibly eat.
Fuck. But Cam, like I said, we crossing over with people. Like I said, it's going to be a full show. It's going to be more than just this on the screen. It's going to be, oof, that screen will be deep.
As long as I get to drink, though, you know, I'm in there.
He drinking that yak, y'all. Them yakking them miles. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, definitely. He said, "I'll come dressed as Randy Watson."
Excellent chocolate.
Facts. But anything else you want to say, Spider Cam, before we get out of here, man?
I'm gonna let y'all rock out and talk about robot dicks and everything else y'all talking about.
Stuff your dreams are made of.
Oh man.
I wish I could fight like a robot. That'd be awesome.
All right, Cam.
All right, y'all think of you. Y'all have a good show.
All right, man.
This is where all the kids' snacks go. This is where all my money goes, right here.
Oh my God. Yeah, so you eat it too. That's the funny part. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this last and final topic is pretty fun. I want everybody who's in the chat with us, everybody who's talking to us, please chime in. Tell us something that you would like to talk about when it comes to this, because this. It's a good one right here. So, bang! Risky quickie. Are you down and all? Like, you see where they at. Somebody, you know, they looking like they doing something, but somebody in the alleyway doing something. No, they doing something for two something. So,
dumpster? You know.
That dumpster sex?
There's
a dumpster. There's a dumpster.
They're getting it in on the side. Yeah, I'm smelling.
You're trash.
Risky quickies, yay or nay? I say... if y'all have something, somebody go. So I would say, whoever pops up on the screen, you got it.
All right. So the one I said was at the cookout or at like the family event. So I feel like, you know, you had the cookout, you look across the way, you know, you see Bay over there, you like, right up there, you know.
Okay, I was about to say, bitch, you said the family cookout. What we doing? This is incest barbecue?
Oh, no. You got to sneak out to the bedroom or the bathroom or something, you know, to a little secluded area where somebody might walk in, but, you know, they probably won't, and you can get it in real quick, but you got to hurry up before your mom start calling you and everything. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
I'm definitely into the risky quickie. I couldn't be behind no trash can, though. You can't just have me anywhere. But
put you right in the dumpster, be like,
yeah, you can't. That shit. Yeah, no,
you
I'm not
accidentally slipping. Like,
right.
Yeah, no, I don't need that. I don't want to go to the alley or anything like that. Like, you need to have me in a, you know, semi respectable area.
I agree.
I'm down for the risky quickie.
I agree wholeheartedly. Don't put no fucking woman next to no turtle tank.
Right. So y'all gonna have a risky quickie at the family event? Y'all down or no?
Yeah. So my issue with this risky quickie thing is that it's way too risky because I'm never quickie.
Wow.
So it's fucking sucks.
You can't be quick for us. You can't be quick
like one time.
No, I cannot be quick, like never in my life. Like if I ever try to have a quickie, it's like just gonna be a continuation. I can never finish.
Alright, so you can't take one for the team then?
Nothing under pressure.
I mean, I'll fuck you anywhere, but I just won't be able to finish. Like, I'm gonna need.
That sounds like a personal problem.
At least an hour.
She said that's your problem.
Yeah. I mean, I need an hour, like 3 minutes minimum. I'm gonna need a whole hour. I can't be like, I'm gonna give you these quickie pumps.
Wait,
move on. Right.
fire. Yeah, you be beating up somebody's guts for a whole motherfucking hour.
Man, straight up, hold on, hold on. We got to run that back. Get in your room. Run that back.
Sometimes I wish I was a Minuteman so my life could be easier, but no, I got to put in the work. I got to burn these calories. It's just like, I've trained my body for all my whole entire life. So I just can't go back now. It's like, I have to fuck you for no, like, minimum 30 minutes, maximum hours. So, quickies.
You said hours, like plural?
Yes, he said it like that. He put a, that ain't no quickie, so it ain't no point even talking to him about
right.
it.
And like, I can't do a quickie.
Everything. He's like,
I have fucked everywhere. Like a dog, like, hey, I'm pissing on that tree. That's my tree. I fucked on. Like,
it's, but so you be fucking for hours on this tree?
I don't have that type of time. Like, until she come first and like she get hers and then, you know, whatever. But
so
King of my world says, yeah.
I gotta go to work. So, I gotta be at work King in 30 world, minutes, you, but I'm horny as shit. You can't help me out real quick because look, I need at least 2 hours. That's what you're gonna say.
Like, I'm gonna do it so I can build it up, and then that way it'd be twice as much, you know, later on. I'm going to like reserve it, bank it, save it for a later date.
But reserve it, bank it.
Yeah, that's the best I can do.
A Cardi experience is definitely a whole experience.
It's a theatrical experience, but
it's
yeah,
it's a theatrical.
She got the whole set routine down pat and everything. Right. It is a theatrical experience for sure.
You will be on your head
like
tonight.
She want to have quickies in places. I'm like, look,
for he wants that elevation once it's done.
For now on, just like the Royal Gym gets that. Cardi gets this.
Let me own that. I will own it.
He owned it. That I'll
take it.
You're strong, John. I'm about to hand it to you,
girl. Do quickie pumps.
Hey, he don't do quickie pumps. He do pumps. Pumps.
I'm just husky. He do a pump.
Pumps, nigga. You get these pumps, nigga.
The lowest voice I've ever heard Royal speak.
Right, yo.
You get these pumps. She just came in with this man-ass voice.
Oh, my God. I'm trying, but, you know, my voice is too...
Let me spill my drink, God damn it.
He's been a drink out, like, yo. Anyway, so, remember, you don't know who it's coming to. You don't know.
Oh.
Yes. How you feeling about the quickie? Right? And you got to place your spots.
Wait,
y'all,
spot?
Mine's is vicious, huh?
Where
would you do it at?
Oh, right. Okay, we'll see. Okay, I'm also curious about where y'all have done it.
I've done it like everywhere.
Oh, I guess I can speak on that.
All right. So
most riskiest place you've done it? How about that? The most riskiest place you've done it?
Or you would?
I'll be honest, I've done it everywhere.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I feel like it's so. The movies.
Full penetration in the movies.
Cardi pumps.
You actually did. You did in the movies. Did you? Now, how did y'all do it? Did you jump on his lap?
Yep.
Ooh, and he had the titties in his face too.
No,
she was facing the screen.
No, I was facing the screen.
Oh, that's boring, man. You supposed to. That's the thrill when you turn.
You can't miss out on the movie. Like you paid some money for that shit.
We had to watch it. Somebody was like watching.
She can hear it. Say it again.
I said we had to watch if somebody was watching, and this old lady did end up leaving. She was like 3 rows in front of us. I was like, I hope she don't tell.
Was she loud?
I didn't think so.
But she did.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, so you was loud. If you wait a minute, time out. If you're in a movie theater and you made an old lady leave while the fucking movie was on, that means you were loud. Like, I don't think I'm that loud. Okay, so what's your volume?
Yo, this ain't no scary movie. What the fuck she screaming for?
Everybody watching the whole movie, they try to be sensual and shit like that. You hear somebody in the back like, oh, shit, nigga. Like, what the fuck you doing with this dick? Like, whoa, what's going on back there?
Well.
What's going on back there? Okay. So, anything else?
The other one, I'd say, I mean, there's definitely lots of places if we're, like, naming stuff off. Like, I mean, obviously the car, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Classic. Very weather, classic.
You know, door open, door closed. Playground.
That's a sexual offense.
That's what you registered, right?
Okay, but at the time, I was not 18 yet, so does that count?
I don't know.
Technically, I don't think so.
I mean, it do. I mean, you did your thing, so.
You can't be charged if you're already a minor. No.
Right.
I did. I did do it in the hospital when I was hospitalized. My boyfriend at the time came to come see me, and we ended up getting caught by the nurse.
Oh man!
I can just be—I could just hear him out here. Finish? Your leg broken. You about
right,
to get
through. Opened the door. She like opened the door and stuck her head in, and like I was on top, and I like turned around and I was like, "Oh no!" I was just sitting on top of his lap. She's like, "I saw you moving. I'm gonna go to the doctor." And I was like, "Oh fuck."
Oh, she a snitch ass nurse. Nurses are cool.
Fucking snitch, wow.
Yep, it's in my medical records. Even though I still deny it.
It's in your medical records that she has sex. She has sex on the.
Yeah, they put everything in there.
So what do they do? Like say something to you when you come to the emergency room? So remember the rule. The paper you signed. You can't fuck our nurses. You can't fuck in here.
But you know, doctors and nurses be fucking the hospital all the fucking time.
Probably. She's just, I don't know.
Said these old ladies sounds like these sound effects are super realistic. I gotta get out of here. She hauled the fuck ass out of there. Like, no.
That's funny. Like apartment laundry rooms.
Damn. I've done that. So now we know where sugar freakiness come at. She do stuff. And
yo, that used to be the spot, the laundry room.
Okay, this one time in the laundry room, my boyfriend at the time, we got like caught by like this crackhead.
Wow. Oh, you don't count. You just keep going.
No, well, that's what I had intended, and then the motherfucker came back and just like stood at the door and kept like knocking, like, "Can I watch?" Like, no,
that,
you can't.
That's also what a crackhead would do.
It ruined it. So we went to a pool.
Has anyone done it in the pool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Public pool? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the pool, the hot tub.
Yep.
All right.
It's always.
I've never done that in the pool. Don't worry.
This is gonna be like a bingo type of thing situation right now. Let's just play some bingo.
Bathtub.
Oh yeah, we could do that. I like that.
I actually have it in the bathtub. That would be nice. It's always fun, like, sort of in front of somebody without them knowing that it's in front of them.
So like that. So
backseat while they're driving.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Or like somebody's asleep on the couch. Y'all are in the kitchen. I don't know.
Okay, so, that makes sense. Yeah. So you resonate well with that picture then. What did you say? They don't know what's going on. They just know somebody is standing there, you know, thinking that they're doing something, but somebody getting, you know, whatever.
Minus the trash can.
Minus the trash can. Okay.
All right. Can anyone top this? Has anyone had sex, let's say, at a family reunion or something like that, but everyone's sleeping in the room, like one room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because I've done that with.
They were asleep or maybe sleep.
Like literally right next to you, like a sleeping bag a length away.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you be that quiet but loud in a movie theater?
I don't. You know, these were different ages.
She said different skill sets were unlocked.
All right. How about this? Church.
Yes.
Church parking lot.
Yes,
I have done church and church parking lot.
She might be the freakiest one in y'all team on church. Over here acting innocent.
That's probably why I'm going to hell.
Peed on a church?
I said I'm probably going to hell.
You peed on the church?
I mean, is that just as bad as having sex in the church?
No, you peed on it. Right?
I think it's worse
than the church parking lot.
If it was on purpose, then yeah, you're going to fucking hell. Take that.
Yeah, it was on purpose. I had to pee.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's pissing in churches lot.
I have two more.
If God ain't get it in, he says, listen, it is what it is. She's still here, so ain't shit happening. So all right. Go ahead.
What else? What are the two?
Elevator at the mall. Not the main one, but like
the see-through one.
No, not that one.
Oh, bro. We want the see-through one that goes up.
No, but like
so y'all fucking in the Lord's house.
If you ever worked at the mall and like how you have like the back of the stores where like you get the deliveries and stuff, there's like elevators back there.
Oh, a free elevator.
So, yeah.
I've had sex on the main elevator. We just stopped it. Okay. I had sex.
That one
off. The mall, they were like adding a new store. I don't know how we ended up back there, but we went into the new store they were building, had sex there.
Hotel hallway, but like in front of the glass that like looked down to the rest of the hotel.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
Sugar.
I've done it in the hallway, not in front of the glass, though. Right. I've done it in like the stairwell.
Sugar was glad. Sugar had me even beat in a minute.
Party with we this was on like, the all fifth is like,
I'm nervous. I'm sweating right now. I'm like, ew.
No, damn. We did.
It had me beat. Hot.
But like, I seen the person downstairs. They were like, I was like, oh shit.
So you just like a on the spot, spontaneous type of person.
Sometimes.
About Greyhound. Okay. How about that? Mm.
It'd be like in the middle of a. Never mind. It'd be like
and one done like Greyhound
of something, right? Just like
no, you dirty motherfucker.
I've done the Subway. I can't do Subway. You never been to Philly. I don't know. You've been on the cross street.
Like,
no,
Subways look like y'all. Subways are similar to Baltimore Subways, and.
I couldn't do that.
I'm doing it on our subways. I know what they
I can do Amtrak. I pull that off.
The Amtrak.
But I ain't doing no stuff. I ain't doing stuff.
Somebody said put them things on the glass.
On there.
Hey, leave a print for everybody.
Right where the bum licked it earlier.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Leave a print for a bum and lick it off.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, it like tennis.
They're not letting bums on the fifth floor. Shit.
It might look like titty marks. I'm going to lick it.
Boats and holes. Anyone has done it on a
Rockstar
boat?
Has done a rooftop. Ooh,
rooftop.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Nice. I need access to a roof to do that. So
yeah.
Right. I haven't had
that. I gotta have that ready available.
Nope. Sugar,
Everyone should have a balcony.
I just thought about this. Royal. You just went, and now you got so many other places that you have been at now.
We
got time, so that's why I'm like, I guess
it's just one of the good places. Filler.
But Sugar got at least 20, probably a little bit more than that.
Sugar got us beat, yo.
She definitely got a little bit. Uh-oh. Royal, what that mean, Royal?
What?
That eye's looking that way. What that mean?
Back in the corner.
The gimp is back in the corner. You see Royal go like this.
This chick been fucking.
He coming down to check like, hey yo, you know I'm watching this shit upstairs.
Hey
like,
yo, why are you just fucking me in the bedroom? We ain't rooftop. Do none of that shit.
Okay. Well, I gotta outdo him. Now you gotta hang off the rooftop. No, I'm playing.
Oh, your old trip.
No, don't do that. Anyway,
he doesn't know.
Sugar, are you done, Sugar?
Yeah, Sugar. I'm pretty sure I'm done.
No, she got like 50 more. Like she's like, I'm gonna just quit while my head.
You got like some
more stuff? No, I mean something that y'all say might like, you know, remind me of something.
Work, a job, while on the clock.
Yeah.
Damn.
No.
He shot him off.
I did.
No,
I got one over Sugar. Let's go.
Yeah, right, facts. Yeah. So now it's time to move on. And he actually beat her. He actually defeated her because she answered every question that you threw at her.
I did. So, she was like a fucking lightning round, just done.
Check them off.
Nigga, right. You're boring. Done.
Kittens. kittens. I know you got some shit.
She just
kittens.
Fucking stuffing her mouth like, ooh, I ain't do nothing.
Kittens is so fucking high right now, it don't make no sense, yo.
With her fucking Roku TV.
Actually, I have not done any of these things. I've only had sex in a car, in an alley or something. Nothing crazy. Oh, wait, no. You know Riverwalk by Kelly Drive? Only Philly people would know this, obviously.
Oh, yeah, where people get fucking raped.
I gave head down there once.
Oh, man.
That's all I got for you.
Thank you.
I was a very nice girl.
A very nice girl.
You guys are heathen.
I was a very nice girl.
Bye, kids.
And a lot of damn places, that's all.
And a lot of damn places, exactly.
Okay, nobody, you know, look, what? Sugar. I feel like we disappointing her by not giving her what she needs from us.
I know
you motherfuckers ain't me.
I'm gonna step my game up. I gotta find someone.
I mean, I've had to hurry up and had it like, you know, like, oh, there's a family, a family thing. Let's go, like, go do it in the laundry room. But nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
You have an apartment complex. Do it in the laundry room this week. That's your homework assignment for the week. Do it in the laundry room this week.
Oh, my God.
Report back to us. Let us know.
While the laundry's
going. Going in on this. Sugar been putting sugar everywhere.
Just sprinkle it all over just things.
Sprinkle that shit everywhere.
Stop banging it.
So, look. Cardi, I mean, who, Cardi, you didn't go, right?
Nah, I did, but technically,
the one that didn't go. I'm sorry. All right, so I'm gonna keep it short and simple. I've done shit in there. What I wouldn't do is fuck in the kids' room and have sex at a funeral. That just fucked all the way up. If you do something,
you
like
wouldn't
that.
Have sex in the kids' room.
I thought you were gonna.
While
sex
they're in
the
there,
room.
No.
Oh, oh no, not while they're in there.
In there. Well, shit, what? I've done that.
Oh, what man, that's about, crazy.
So just
I mean, if they're, when they're babies, I've had sex with them in the same room.
Like,
and, yeah,
when they're babies. Babies.
It's weird. It is super weird. I can't what have sex animals? With them when they're babies.
Animals, like,
it's
animals
real freaky when animals are staring at you.
No, weird, right? No. I used to have a cat. Me and my child's mother together. This fucking cat used to be... Right. Nigga, like, get the fuck out or something. Like, you were just...
Disrespectful ass.
They watch animals are perverted.
Down, like, what the fuck?
They really, they really are.
Somebody's dog licked my ass one time.
Oh my god!
After but did you like it?
No.
I was waiting for that to come through.
Like,
I know someone was gonna say something.
No, I did not like it.
You didn't like it. Okay.
Like, we was in the middle, and then I felt a lick. I'm like.
That's what I'm about to say. Did
right
you...
here. What the fuck?
That dog got that good old booty sweat.
Nasty. Hey, y'all been getting it in on you. Beat your cheeks in and sudden come lick your ass
just
real quick.
Lapping your booty hole.
I would have been done after that. That would have ruined my mood. Like,
yeah, it was awful. I did not like that at all. I did not like that.
Hi, so, animals.
Animals gotta go.
But you know what's crazy? Dogs actually... Cardi, this is funny because your brother's dog can smell shit, and they when they get all up in it, they like, no, I'm coming back for that. What's that smell going on down there? Like, they like it. They like it. Yeah, dogs is weird. They like these smells.
Well, they
I close my doors.
Siren by Night was your dog's favorite. Well, your brother's dog favorite person. He would not leave her the fucking alone.
All
he
up in that.
Not,
ass.
He was all up in that. Just, oh, what for? Passing off. Ooh. I like this. Gotta be Atlantic to do things. Mike say he wouldn't do. They had sex at the funeral right next to Joe. Oh wow, facts. Yeah.
They did.
No, I remember that because they were going through depression because they son died. They going through. Oh, yep. They so fucking weird. And then they were. What
child
you mean,
is dying. Boo.
No. Hold on. No. Sugar.
Damn, savage.
They were brother and sister. So not only are you. Weird as fuck for having sex yet your crazy baby's damn funeral. Y'all brother and sister, why you on top of it too?
Actually, they did pretty well on the not making messed up inbred children. They did pretty good on that job.
I don't think it happens just once. That's like through the generations, is it not?
No, their son was
fucked up.
But the other kids were fine.
Yeah,
that's like part of his being fucked up.
She had three other kids. They were fine.
Listen, his ass was crazy. That's all I need to know. But,
I don't know.
Like
I'll do
said,
it at a funeral.
All right. Yeah, so,
no problem.
So we're moving on to something special.
Like wedding crashes. Like Will Ferrell just picking up chicks at funerals.
That was a good idea.
Right. So we
that was a good
off.
Idea.
This is we're gonna try a new segment. I think everybody should try to do some. It's called Memes of the Week. We just pulled a bunch of memes, got them together, and then displaying it to y'all before we finish it out. So. Most of us have seen these. Some of them haven't. So we're going to start it off. I mean, you caught feelings, but she just needed some dick.
Y'all
yo,
didn't
that was my whole
sometimes.
Up,
like,
and that's okay.
Those were my whole days right there.
Fucked up, yo. One of them man curled the fuck up. Like, she actually chilling. Like, she's like, this nigga a bitch. Like,
I would go back to play my video game. He was like, you don't want to cuddle? I'm like, no, I don't want to fucking cuddle.
No, it's time for you to go home. You're not going to be laying there please.
This is so sexy.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Give him the blanket.
You sexy as fuck for schizophrenic. Why on earth would you say schizophrenic? Oh, my bad. I don't know what. What?
A gender means. I don't know what that means.
And I thought because you said they slash them that you thought you were more than one person. It's tiny on my screen, y'all. My bad. I don't understand all the terminology. I just got out of a 6-year relationship. Wow. That means she need to fucking stay single for a little while longer.
That's that red flag stuff.
Yeah, big time. How you talk to your crush. 1, be confident. 2, walk up on them. 3, pull a fucking gun on them. Pull out the chopper.
This is how I messed up on so much good stuff, yo. Because I never approached them. You got to approach us.
Or some shit like that.
Yeah. You don't even need a gun for that. Come on.
When he choking you, but his stroke game weak as fuck.
Yeah. That's exactly how it be, though. Honestly,
is that how your face now. Is? Like, yo, come that's on. Funny as shit.
She look just like
choking only feels good, well, but the stroke game is good. If you just whack, then what are you cutting off my air supply for? Get off.
It'd be
me.
The crazy ones with the good. I kind of believe that. I think everybody's crazy in their own way. Like, I honestly do. Like,
speak for yourself. I'm not crazy.
Whatever. Having a vibrator die on you while you're masturbating is like having sex with a man.
That's the entire point.
Fuck them too. Punk bitch.
Fuck your shit.
when y'all are fucking and her pussy starts to sound like you're about to run out of ketchup. Fucking weirdos, man.
Hey.
Why do niggas only have the money for the... Oh, my God.
That is a good question, right?
Somebody like, answer this.
They got enough money for answer.
Do I need to answer this?
Yeah. Yes, answer it.
All right. Well, first of all, we have a cash reserve for shit like this, and see...
Oh!
So we have to find out if we can fuck within the first 2 weeks. So if we can't fuck in the first 2 weeks, then the bank account runs dry for you because you know
Jim got a request anymore. Over here.
Yeah, she did.
Donate $20 to our Cash App.
Got a request,
and she will give you a call.
He said he was joking. He don't want a phone call.
No, he didn't mean
hey, you might want to retract that, brother.
He did not mean it.
You might want to retract that.
Shoot your shot, King.
Shoot your shot, King. Girl, so how long do you last in bed?
Look clap. At that good old Destiny. Destiny
my man said a single clap.
That gun is actually pretty good in Destiny.
I know that's a sniper rifle because I had that gun. That shit pow, it'll kill anybody. That's all he got for you. Sometimes I respond to him unsolicited. This shouts out to our episode that was fucking banned because of
the this
shit that we did. But this is basically what happened right here. That's all we was doing. We ain't do shit to y'all.
We just did this shit right here.
I mean, some of them was a little out of line,
right? Like, come on, man. But the female
out of line.
What was like 90?
50, and it's whatever you want, baby. Will you beat up my baby mama? man, I don't know.
Man, will you clean my kitchen?
I stays with the money.
Oh, see, that's where you fucked up, man.
Yeah, you gotta tread that line.
Yeah, man, set yourself a budget for 2 weeks for this lady, and then she ain't put out within
Listen,
2 weeks.
Kitten's got you.
Keep your money.
A week.
See, you done made it, and you would save yourself $60.
You got that shit on clap, and the DMs. I'm gonna fuck you. Till you can't walk in person. Soft as shit.
That's the AOL stuff.
I know. He doing a little
right.
That's the AOL talk. I'm going to break your back when I see you.
I don't think y'all seen these. So let me see. This is a blurter proof entertainment special.
Oh, Gengar. It'd be like that, though. It'd really be like that. You contemplate your whole life.
That fire head. Hence,
you just question the universe at that point.
You get that fire head, man. You be sitting there stuck on stupid, thinking about that last.
What is life?
What exactly?
What
is like,
life? What is
you start
life?
Calling them and shit like, Gordy. What you doing, nigga? I just left. Yes. Oh yeah, how long you leave? Like, yo, I just left your fucking house. What are you talking about? But
you be like, damn, I gotta get married now. Shit,
right? I gotta marry that ass. Like, fuck you, think you going?
Damn it!
Fuck you, think you going? All right.
Fucking slow.
Niggas
like,
be horny with no place to have sex. Homeless sexual.
Your houses because these homeless sexuals is going to try to move in.
Homeless.
That's
sexual.
Right. Shout out to all my niggas in the streets that stay in houses. Dick, like. Look, man, it's hard out there. You keep laying your pipe, King, until you find yourself a home. Do what you got to do. It'd be hard out here. Doja Cat.
Yeah, that's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
That's what the Doja Cat looks like.
Crazy
ass. Yeah, like
crazy.
Some good dick.
She does have a lazy eye, though. So.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
She do.
All right. And then and it's fall. They out there.
That's right. Cuffing season, man. It's cuffing season.
Get those, oh, my get those God.
Now. Yeah.
Now
season.
I gotta watch out for.
Both. All right, and last but not least, and remember, every hand you've ever shaken, male or female, has had a dick in it at some point. Until we meet
that's
again.
For real.
I like that
thank
one.
You, Skeletor, that's for that real. Info. Yeah.
He runs
that's
off until we meet
PSA
again.
Announcement
real.
For Skeletor.
It's that's not. It's some women that right you had no man dick in their hand.
Yeah, but they touched somebody else's hand that did.
Until we meet again. Facts from Skeletor.
Yeah.
All right, so we came to the end of our show. We thank everybody for joining us today. Hopefully next week we'll be live on Facebook. I tried to go live today, but Facebook was like, nah, nigga, we still whooping y'all ass. Y'all got a couple
one more
hours
week,
left.
We'll see.
But we whooping that ass. No, we it's over today. Like it's confirmed okay. today. So
we live on Sunday to get banned again.
Live on Sunday.
We have the titties on Halloween, so.
I know,
yes. And we're leaving kids the costumes a surprise,
my
right?
My costume is explicit, yes. So.
Yeah?
Explicit yeah. surprise.
Mine's ain't. I'm not showing no dicks. But anyway, we're going to start it off. Sugar, where can they follow you, Sugar? I got to get all your stuff so I can put it in this little spot over here.
I did that last week. Sugar J on Facebook. If you want to be happy, be on Instagram and WAP Wednesdays tomorrow.
Ah, she plugged this show. Wappy WAP Wednesday. I'm plugged shit the worst, y'all, I swear. Anyway, Kittens, where can they find you, Kittens?
Hi.
Oh, shit.
Hiding a motherfucker.
Right. All right.
All right.
She can't remember none of this shit.
So
she about to fuck up the thing she can see on,
watch
the
that, watch
on Instagram. It's dirt. Army
it's
Rabbit
right in your face on Instagram.
Oh yes, bitch kittens 89.
Oh my god.
And on Facebook, it's Jessica
no.
Evelyn Miller.
Oh my gosh,
and on
oh, no, they coming
what.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Keep going, girl. You're doing great.
On what is it? hold on. on
Next.
On Xbox because I play Back for Blood. Back for
we,
that's the word. Back for Blood. Back for Blood. It's Army Rabbit 20, I think.
I think it is too, but I don't know. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
And on Twitch, she is Army Rabbit.
20. Yeah. I think I'm Army Rabbit 89 on Twitch. I think.
Army Rabbit 89. If y'all can't find her on Twitch, yeah. Sorry, she gave y'all the wrong information. So, she gave y'all the wrong information if y'all can't find her on Twitch. Oh, you'll be okay. Horrible, you will survive. Like,
yeah.
Right. All right. Cardi.
Oh, you brother. Can follow me at the Cardi Experience on IG. Also, my business page, Cardi Solutions, where I do smart home installations. So, if you ever need a TV mounted or Alexa or printer, computer fixing, I'm your guy. Hit me up.
And you do cameras too, because apparently.
And I do smart home cameras, all that good shit, doorbells, locks.
Right.
You know, just your typical Caribbean man stuff. So we just do it all.
Yep. And Cardi be dancing his ass off, y'all. Don't ever think this boy like
and part time reggae dancer.
Exactly.
Dance hall smasher.
First of all, Cardi, when we left there, my fucking ears I couldn't hear shit out my left ear for like an hour or two.
It was right next to the speakers. I wasn't me too, but then again, I wasn't used to being out for long times near speakers and stuff.
Jim, you would like it. Jim,
it used to be a second lifestyle to me.
Jim, you would like it because they get it there. But anyway,
one for me, girl.
Hey, look, don't let Cardi start talking different language. People can slap in his DM.
Oh, go ahead, Cardi. I might slide in there.
Wow. Okay, so the word is.
Cardi, you speaking another language?
Biquito.
That sucks. You can find me at The Royal Gym on pretty much everything. As you can see right there, it is The Royal Gym, the dot Royal Gym, The Royal Gym _. Just look for this chocolate face and The Royal Gym, and you found me.
All right.
That's good. All I got to say on
That's
that.
All she got to say on that. Hey, look, it is what it is. So, all right. Let me see. What's the dance hall? You might, Jamaican wrestler. You don't dance to dance hall. You suffer through it.
You're right, man. You got to dance through the pain.
Hey, look.
You got to do a 5-star frog splash off the speaker.
Facts.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pass on that.
All right. I'm Mike Hennessy 215. You can follow me on Instagram, Mike Hennessy 215. Instagram, TBC _talk. You can also find me on HNIC's at HNIC's Dark Match. You know, talk about
it. I'm not going to app now.
Sorry. No. Dark Match. Shit is pretty fire. So
you got apps and shit? Too. Oh, shit.
I'm
the Play Store right now.
Don't forget about this Sunday coming up. We have our Halloween special costume, everything. Everybody coming out. I have some fun with the cosplay stuff. Well, not cosplay, but the
bless you.
Dressing up in bless you.
Costumes, it threw me off. Bro. Costumes.
It threw me off because our the sneeze it just threw me off. Anyway. anyway, yeah, she sneezed again. Oh, so I think that was on purpose.
I didn't sneeze. She said,
"Focus, you must, young Padawan."
I can't. But anyway, like I said, follow us on follow Bro to Prove Entertainment on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I don't think anything else to say past that point. Hopefully, we
are. What are y'all doing? What are you Philly people doing in this weekend?
My Hero Academia movie comes out Friday.
My Hero Academia's got a movie coming out.
Movie on
Friday. Yeah, the Three Heroes or something.
Is it like a live movie or a cartoon still?
It's still anime.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I got my tickets seeing that on the journey.
Disrespectful shit. Anyway.
Yeah, you are.
Eh, whatever. Anyway, thank y'all for joining us. We will see y'all Sunday. The crew need to go get some sleep now, so.
Yo, for real.
Mm-hmm. Rocking with us. Buy a sex doll.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I paid $4,000 for a sex doll y'all want.
Yes, buy me a sex doll. That's
what if you can make a sex doll?
Put the chat back up.
It'd just be me with a bow on it. Like an Osmo. Be an Osmo.
Listen, y'all can get a sex doll that's made out of warrior parts. That's crazy that I just said that. Y'all can find a sex doll that's made out of Royals parts, y'all. Bye.
Oh, shit. Make a pussy mold. Okay.